In this lesson, you look at the process of managing metadata or additional information within SharePoint that you can then use to tag documents and create a taxonomy for managing your information. In the demonstrations, you also look at term store groups and sets before finishing off covering how to manage metadata columns in lists and libraries. Metadata is information about information, such as the title and author of a book. A taxonomy groups the terms that describe something and then arranges these groups into a hierarchy. For example, grouping office locations by city, then grouping cities by country. SharePoint enables you to manage metadata centrally using formal taxonomies or looser user-driven classifications. Formal taxonomies are implemented by using managed terms and term sets. For less formal approaches, you can use enterprise keywords and social tagging so that site users can tag content with any keywords they want. You decide how much structure and control to use with metadata and the scope of this control and structure. For example, you can choose to apply control globally across sites or make it local to specific sites. There are various benefits for using managed metadata across an organization. For example, by using term sets and managed terms in a formal taxonomy, you can control which terms users can add to content and control who can add new terms. Also, if the content across all the sites in an organization uses consistent metadata, your users will find it easier to search for and locate specific information. There now follow two demonstrations. In the first demonstration, you see how to set up a term group, a flat term set, and a hierarchical term set within the term store. Having created your term groups and term sets, you can now see how to apply this managed metadata. This second demonstration covers creating lists, library columns, or site columns for managed metadata, and applying site columns to a library or a list.